Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ozentowski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. According to the preliminary results, the Harbor Beach Community School District's request passed with 623 yes votes and 374 votes no. Voters approved a $15.6 million bond to be paid off over 28 years to do several upgrades and improvements to facilities. The approximate millage that will be levied is 0.30 of a mil, which will not raise the district's tax levy. A few of the improvements the bond funding will pay for include additions, remodeling, equipping, furnishings, maintenance, transportation, building. Some of the other things the bond money would be used for is purchasing school buses, athletic fields and facility improvements, playgrounds, parking lots, driveways, and sidewalks. The annexation of the church school passed with a yes vote of 6-1, no votes. And Michael J. Schwerdtfeger was arraigned on felony charges related to license, documents, and plates on November 4th, 2025, stemming from allegations that he signed his mother's name on two vehicle titles without authority on February 14th, 2025. He has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and is scheduled to be sentenced on January 5th of next year at 9 a.m. His bond will remain as previously set until sentencing. In Michigan, forging or falsifying vehicle titles or documents is a felony offense under MCL 257.257, punishable by imprisonment for not less than 1 year or more than 5 years, or a fine of not less than $500 or more than $5,000, or both for a first offense. For a second conviction, a penalty increases to imprisonment of not less than 2 years or more than seven, and a fine or a fine not less than $1,500 or more than $7,000, or both. The actual sentence will depend on Michael's criminal history, the specifics of the plea agreement, and the judge's discretion at sentencing. Michael's sentencing is set for January 5th, 2026 at 9 a.m., and his bond will continue as previously set until that date. And Michigan wildlife officials are proposing longer elk hunting periods for the 2026-27 cycle, aiming to expand opportunities in the northern lower peninsula. Hunt period one would shift to a continuous 30-day window from the second Saturday in September to the second Sunday in October, replacing the current 12-day split season. Hunt period two would move to December 1st to the 15th, lengthening the opportunity from 9 to 15 days and wrapping up before major winter holidays. Together, these changes would more than double total hunting days from 21 to 45. Hunters would also get 72 hours to register harvested elk instead of the current 24-hour window. The proposals, which do not affect the 2025 season, must be approved by the Natural Resources Commission. Public feedback is accepted through January 23rd, with final regulations slated for adoption in April of 2026. When we come back after this Ozentowski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Tim Ozentowski, as your financial advisor and as you're looking towards retirement, you seem to have put away some green for your future.
Ah!
What did I say wrong?
I think he's looking for a different financial advisor now that you said that word.
What word?
Green. You know, Tim's whole life revolves around red. Red Case IH tractors, that is.
I better call him fast. Hey, Tim, I wanted to ask you a question. I was thinking of buying a new red Case IH farm all tractor. You know red is my favorite color.
Now you're talking. I could talk all day about the Case IH farm all tractors. Come see me and test drive one today. Case IH agricultural tractors, as well as the Case IH farm all tractors, are the symbol of reliability, price, and satisfaction. That's why red is my favorite color too. Talk to you soon.
Phew! That was a close one, and gonna be expensive too.
Not really. They now have 0% financing for up to 60 months on approved credit.
See the complete lineup of Case Agricultural and Case IH Farmall tractors at Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe today.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, an explosion at Harvard Medical School resulted in two arrests. The incident disrupted campus operations and promoted an intensive investigation. Local police have not disclosed the motive. No injuries were reported, but security was heightened. The suspects face federal charges for possession of explosives. The university praised first responders for quick action. And in our international news, China has suspended its 24% additional tariff on some U.S. farm goods for 1 year following trade talks. However, a 10% levy on soybeans remains in place. Keeping prices high for American farmers, the talks between President Xi and President Trump aim to ease commercial tensions. Chinese officials say further relief depends on the progress of ongoing negotiations. Industry groups welcome the news but caution that markets remain uncertain. Both sides pledged continued dialogue to resolve outstanding disputes. And for the full news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And we do have two obituaries to report for this hour. Lois Marie Dice, age 94, passed away peacefully at home, leaving behind a legacy of love, faith, and dedication. Lois was born September 23, 1931, in Port Hope, Michigan. She married the love of her life, Arthur Dice, on November 7, 1953. Lois is survived by her sister, Doris. Funeral service for Lois will be held on Thursday, November 6, 2025 at 12 noon at St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy. Visitation will be at St. Peter's Lutheran Church on Thursday, November 6, 2025 from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Memorials may be offered to St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Kindy, in memory of Lois. Condolences can be shared to the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Terry Hansen, 83, and Mary Ann Hansen, 81, of Verona, a devoted couple for 55 years, both passed away on September 27, 2025. Terry passed away peacefully at McLaren and Bad Axe. Mary Ann passed away 1 hour and 53 minutes later at Grand Traverse Pavilions in Traverse City. Terry was born in Verona, Michigan on March 12, 1942, and honorably served in the U.S. Army from 1960 to 62. We thank him for his service to our country. A celebration of their lives will take place on November 22, 2025. A graveside service will take place at Verona Township Cemetery at 11:30. A luncheon will immediately follow at the FOP Lodge located at 1976 North Verona Road in Rapson. Flannel attire is requested. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made in their name to the Thumb Animal Shelter.